KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky. Temperature still holding steady at 32 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high near 50. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. A bill to ease the penalty for first-time possession of a small amount of marijuana has cleared a Republican-led subcommittee in the Iowa Senate. Being caught with an amount of pot that's 5 grams or less would be a simple misdemeanor if the bill becomes law. Republican Senator Brad Zahn of Urbandale says that kind of a youthful indiscretion is penalized too harshly under a current law. Zahn says this charge follows these younger people or these adults that make these decisions, which ruins, I think, their opportunities with jobs and employment. The bill cleared a 3-member Senate subcommittee Thursday, and then it faces review in a full Senate committee. A similar bill cleared the Iowa Senate 3 years ago, and Democrats held a majority of the seats. Republicans now occupy 29 of the 50 seats in the state Senate, and Zahn is aware of the opposition from other Republicans. He says, "I know this is an uphill climb." A recent analysis from the American Civil Liberties Union finds that while the same percentages of whites and blacks use marijuana, black Iowans are 8 times more likely to be arrested for marijuana possession. The Creston Police Department says a resident of the 600 block of West Montgomery Street in Creston reported Thursday evening that someone had apparently tried to break into his home. The man said his front door had been kicked in and breaking the deadbolt and damaging the door frame. The damage there amounted to about $200. The state of Iowa has told Warren County officials that they must close their troubled county jail by February 2nd. The Iowa Corrections Department said in a notice issued Thursday that the state order is the result of years of ongoing issues with a jail facility. Among its problems, failing a state fire marshal's inspection, inadequate water supplies, inmate escapes, mold, inadequate food storage, and cleanliness. The jail is on the third floor of the county courthouse in Indianola. Iowa's chief jail inspector had warned the county supervisors the state would close the jail if the county did not set a bond referendum vote by January 31st to pay for renovations or a new structure. The board was expected to set a May 2nd bond vote, but the item was removed from this past Tuesday's agenda. The head of the Iowa Department of Human Services says he's making changes at the agency in reaction to the starvation deaths of two teens who'd been adopted out of foster care. But Jerry Foxhoven is warning legislators the bureaucracy can't be realigned overnight.
As I try to tell people, DHS is a pretty big organization. When you're trying to change culture, when you're trying to make a change, we're not a jet ski. You know, we're an aircraft carrier. I'm trying to turn us into a pontoon boat so we can move a little bit and be more agile.
Foxhoven testified before the House, Senate, and Oversight Committees Thursday afternoon to review an outside consultant's report on the agency's child protection services.
It takes a lot of courage to take off all your clothes and stand in front of a mirror. It really does. And that's what we really did here. What we really did is DHS said, let's just lay it all on the line and let you take a real clear look at us and tell us what we're doing well and what we're not doing well so we can start formulating a plan.
Foxhoven became the DHS director in June after the deaths of teenagers in Perry and West Des Moines, where adoptive parents now face criminal charges. Foxhoven has ordered yearly medical checkups for kids whose parents are getting state adoption subsidies, something he says no other state is doing. Members of the Oversight Committee were largely complimentary of Foxhoven's work thus far. However, some, like Democrat Senator Rob Hogue of Cedar Rapids, raised concern about the high number of child abuse investigations that social workers are handling.
I read the report, right, and that's got some pretty bad things in there. Caseloads far exceed those that are recommended nationally. Not enough training.
Foxhoven says he doesn't have the money to hire more caseworkers, so he's working to ease the stress for the workers he does have by reducing red tape.
We are a bureaucracy beyond bureaucracies. We're the largest state agency by far. So as I meet with workers and I say, tell me what's driving you crazy. Tell me, you know, I'm basically saying, tell me what your heartburn is. I'm your Malox.
Foxhoven has ensured social workers who visit homes to investigate child abuse allegations have a state-issued cell phone. Social workers have been relying on printed-out MapQuest directions rather than a cell phone's more accurate GPS. A 39-year-old former football coach and teacher accused of sexually assaulting a child in northwest Iowa has been convicted of a similar crime in Nebraska. Court records say Kyle Ewinger was found guilty on Tuesday of sexual assault in Omaha. Prosecutors say that in 2012 and 2013, he assaulted the 9-year-old son of a woman he was dating. Ewinger's sentencing is scheduled for March 28th. Iowa records say the Sibley-Ochedon coach was fired after the district superintendent found Ewinger sleeping in his classroom next to a 10-year-old in October of 2015. Ewinger has pleaded not guilty to sexual assault. His trial in Osceola County is set to begin April 10th. A Northwest Iowa school superintendent has been given 6 months of probation after pleading guilty to drunken driving. Court records say 58-year-old Rod Earlywine also was given a deferred judgment at his Dickinson County sentencing. Under a deferred judgment, records of his conviction will be expunged if he completes the terms of his probation. Earlywine was arrested August 5th in Spirit Lake. The records say his blood alcohol level was above the legal limit in two tests. The president of the Sergeant Bluff Luton Community School District Board has declined to comment about the case. And on Thursday, the district's website still listed Earlywine as their superintendent. A woman accused of passing counterfeit cash at a Sioux City casino has been given 2 years of probation. Court records say 28-year-old Jacqueline Hartsock of Lamar's pled guilty Tuesday to forgery after prosecutors dropped a theft charge as part of a plea agreement. She was also given a 5-year suspended prison term. Police say Hartsock, 29-year-old Brittany Derby, and 27-year-old Kurt Jones made several cash transactions August the 5th at the Hard Rock Casino and Hotel. Police say the bills were later found to be counterfeit. The records say Jones has pleaded not guilty to forgery and is scheduled to begin trial on Tuesday of next week. A February 28th hearing is scheduled to regarding a plea deal pending for 29-year-old Derby. A bid to ban all traffic enforcement cameras in Iowa is among the first bills to get some traction in the 2018 Iowa legislature. Subcommittees in both the House and Senate have approved the ban. However, competing legislation to keep the cameras but require fines to be funneled into law enforcement budgets has also cleared a House subcommittee. Senator Brad Zahn, a Republican from Urbandale, has been seeking a traffic cam ban for years, and he led a discussion of his bill Thursday morning.
I think what's given this effort more energy this year, I think most everybody in this room knows this, is what happened in Cedar Rapids, where they've decided to hire a collection agency, and when these people are coming in, if they did not pay these tickets to this vendor or the city, they're not gonna get their tax refund.
Senator Rich Taylor, a Democrat from Mount Pleasant, said the cameras do not take into consideration adjustments drivers make based on traffic conditions.
Why don't we just put a GPS on everybody's car? We'll have no human equation. If you go over the speed limit, you get a ticket. Now, if there's a fire truck coming behind you and you have to speed up to get out of his way, it doesn't matter. You still get a ticket.
Law enforcement officials say the speed cameras are critical in areas where it's unsafe for officers to conduct traffic stops. Cedar Rapids police point to curving Interstate 380 through downtown Cedar Rapids as an example.
I think that there are folks that acknowledge that as much as they may dislike the technology and dislike the use, that there are appropriate areas for their use.
That's Gary Grant, a lobbyist for the city of Cedar Rapids, who says traffic cameras are an important tool for law enforcement.
And as law enforcement budgets get tighter and tighter, we need to give them force multipliers when they're out on the street.
Senator Jason Schultz, a Republican from Schleswig, says he's sympathetic to the idea technology can help law enforcement be more efficient, but he backs the ban.
Our current system of traffic cameras isn't acceptable to the broad mass of citizens. This way won't work.
In 2012, the Iowa House voted to ban traffic cameras, but the Iowa Senate never considered the bill. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Give them a call today at 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.